Hello everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Bauer. Coming up on the show, we'll get an update on the Sarnia Sting, a club celebrating their 25th season in the Ontario Hockey League. That's coming up in a moment, but first this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week. For the final week of the 2018 portion of the season, Kyle Maksimovich of the Erie Otters. He came out of the holiday break with 7 points in 2 games. The 20-year-old from Hamilton was part of the Otters' 2017 OHL Championship Club, as he's now in his 5th season in the OHL and climbing up the Erie Otters' all-time games played list, among many other lists in terms of all-time career numbers with the Erie Otters. He also came into this week's play 9th in league scoring with 49 points, so some very impressive numbers for the Hamilton product. Meantime, the Sarnia Sting are a club with 25 seasons under their belt right now in the Ontario Hockey League, this being the 25th season. Lee Cunningham is the radio play-by-play voice of the club and gives us an update on all things Sarnia.
They do entertain on both sides of the puck. There's no question about it. It's just cleaning up 5-on-5. This is a team that's explosive, though. They really generate a ton of offense, obviously spearheaded by Jacob Perreault, who's had a marvelous, marvelous rookie season, rookie of the month in the OHL, dating back to December. And every time he's on the ice, he seems to be a factor in front of the net. And, you know, Ryan McGregor has elevated his game, a very good 200-foot player. And obviously Hugo Lovenius, who's really trying very desperately to get a pro look, and he's not... diminishing his chances so far this year with a terrific season so far in that OHL best 19-game point streak.
Tell us about Mitch Elliott, who signed in December as a free agent with the Vancouver Canucks.
Well, I tell you what, with Mitch, he's a warrior out there. I think that's probably the best description I can come up with. He blocks shots, he oversees that blue line, and really, it has been a very shrewd pickup for the Sarnia Sting, as you mentioned, a former Michigan State Spartan, and outfitted with a 3-year entry-level contract with the Vancouver Canucks based on that play. And he's just got that intangible of playing hard on every shift, and it's rubbing off on some of his younger teammates. I think he's been very, very good for Kelton Hatcher this year in terms of his turning the corner as an OHL defenseman. But, you know, he does a lot of very, very good things for this organization. And I certainly think in the first half of the season, he's been the team's most valuable player.
Jameson Rees missed almost basically 2 months of play. And it's sort of a strange injury. We hear of shoulders and knees, but this one was a little bit of an odd one.
And it's almost parallel to what we've seen from Jameson Rees. He's been nicked out, but, you know, it's almost a little bit of a byproduct of the way he plays. And you're not going to take that competitive nature out of him. He's really energized that lineup since coming back from injury, Terry. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, every shift, you never quite know what you're going to get out of him. Is it going to be a big hit? Is it going to be an aggravating forecheck? Is it going to be, a play to weave through a defensive core and score a goal? He's got all of those things going, and I'm very, very glad he's been able to pick up where he left off to open those scouts' eyes, because I know a lot of scouts were asking about him when he was injured. When's he coming back? When's he coming back? And I think that's a pretty good illustration of what he brings to the table heading into the Vancouver draft.
Ryan McGregor is a draft choice of the Toronto Maple Leafs, who, with his play, especially in December and coming out of the break, I've got to think wanting to draw the attention of the Leafs, because he still is needing of a contract.
Well, there's no doubt about it, but I think what's going to help him, Terry, ultimately, is the fact that he knows what his own zone looks like. He's a player that really does play that 200-foot game. The offense is coming more and more as we go on. What kind of offensive numbers is he going to put up at either the American League level or the National Hockey League level, which of course he would like to find a place in at some point in time, but he does play that very, very heady, high IQ defensive style of game that never goes out of style, just coming off an 8-game stretch in which he had at least one assist, but he's really, really figured into things with Hugo Lovenius and Jacob Perreault as well.
With Lee Cunningham, the radio voice of the Sarnia Sting, you're from Sarnia. This is the 25th year of this franchise. I know you've been around the league in a couple other stops, but sort of pulling you back to your hometown, I'm sure it's been very interesting to see the way this team has grown over 25 years.
Well, there's no doubt about it. I remember coming in here as a rival broadcaster, and it was always, neat to look around and see friends and family and all that, albeit I'd have to get on the bus to go to either Saginaw or North Bay or Windsor or wherever after the fact, but really nice to be back in my hometown now the 4th year that I've been back after leaving the Saginaw Spirit. And candidly, and I think we talked about it, outside of the Sarnia Sting, I would not have left the Saginaw Spirit organization. Just a terrific, terrific group of people to work with. I really fell in love with the community over 7 years. But when you get an opportunity to come back home and contribute to the effort of what I think is a rising franchise in the OHL, then that's the one that sways you a little bit. Not to steal a John Tavares term, but he was obviously in love with the New York Islanders. But you get a chance to come home and do things in front of your home fans and see your family at games and that kind of thing. Certainly it enhances things.
25 years of this team, I'm sure you've heard stories of probably season ticket holders and people who've been around the rink from day one that is obviously, you know, being sort of in a bit of a corner of the league. There's still the diehard fans, the very supportive group that's been around this team for a quarter century.
Well, you're absolutely right. And, you know, you bump into people over the holiday season and they bring up the Tim Peel story from back in the early days of this franchise back at Old Sarnia Arena when he had a couple of tough nights in terms of his refereeing in Sarnia. But, you know, it's an evolving franchise. They had a great night last year honoring Steven Stamkos. I think we're going to see more of that as time goes on. And, you know, the franchise is really on the rise. They've made a concerted effort to enhance the social media aspect of things. And I think more and more people in the community are buying in. You look around, you see a lot of local flavor with the advertising. And it's been a collective effort. Everyone has pitched in. And I think under the ownership of Darian Hatcher and David Legwand, it has really, really turned the corner as a franchise, and we'll see what happens in the second half of the season on the ice, because this hockey club, again, you get back to that 5-on-5, if they can tidy things up a little bit on that side of the puck, this is going to be a dangerous team down the second half of the season, and in the Western Conference, where things are very, very tight, I think that home ice advantage in the first round is a very realistic target for the Sarnia Sting.
That was Lee Cunningham, the radio play-by-play voice of the Sarnia Sting. Here are the December Performers of the Month in the Ontario Hockey League. The Player of the Month, Ty Felliber of the Ottawa 67s, had 2 points a game with 20 points in 10 December games. The Defenseman of the Month, Bodie Wild of the Saginaw Spirit, who had 16 points during that time. With 17 points, Jacob Rowe of the Sarnia Sting is the OHL Rookie of the Month. And the Vaughan OHL Goaltender of the Month, Ukko Pekka Luukkonen of the Sudbury Wolves, with a perfect 5-0 record, a 1.97 goals against average, and a .937 save percentage, along with one shutout for the Wolves, before going on to represent Finland at the World Junior Hockey Championship. This week's Kia CHL Top 10 rankings has the OHL represented at number 3 with the Ottawa 67s, the London Knights come in at number 4, Niagara Ice Dogs at 9, and honorable mention this week to the Sioux Greyhounds. A reminder that the Sherwin-Williams CHL-NHL Top Prospects game comes up on January 23rd in Red Deer, Alberta. Sportsnet's Ron McLean and Kelly Rudy will be the honorary coaches for the game. You can check out the coaching staffs as well as the rosters at OntarioHockeyLeague.com. That's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Bauer. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.